Welcome to another episode of the Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur with your host, Sharon Wilson, founder and chief inspiration officer of coaching from Spirit Institute and master spiritual business mentor. The intention of this show is to provide transformational tips, tools, strategies, and resources that support and empower you to soar and shine in your business now. Enjoy.
Well, welcome everyone. I'm so excited you're listening in, and I'm so excited for our guest today. In our talk today, she'll be sharing about the three C's of Billions Brilliance: community, connection, and collaboration. So let me introduce you to our amazing guest today. She is a queen of feeling fabulous and is an influential entrepreneur and wellness advocate with an illustrious three-decade career as the CEO of All Day Cable, Inc. and founder of Blissful Living for You. She stands as a pioneer in both the telecom and wellness industries. Since 2011, she's hosted the Blissful Living podcast, guiding listeners in wellness, entrepreneurship, and personal empowerment. Her extensive experience as a registered nurse and alternative health practitioner enriches her unique approach to holistic health and business success. And she's also a number one international bestselling author and international speaker that is inspiring countless women to achieve their fullest potential. And oh my gosh, I am so excited and grateful to have with us today, Rochelle Marie Lawson. Rochelle Marie, great to have you today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Rochelle Marie, I always ask all my guests, since my podcast is called The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, what does being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur mean to you?
It means to me, being a spiritually persistent entrepreneur means that as we all travel on our path to bliss, we are surrounded by our divine spirits that has the essence of where we want to go, but we don't actually know how to get there. So being spiritually persistent means to really trust in the, I like to call it my divine team, to really trust in the divine team and the spiritual support that you have, even though you can't see them, because they always, always have your best interests at hand. And even though you may not be able to see the next step, the next hurdle, or how to get through the next challenge, by being spiritually persistent and always communicating and tapping into the spiritual wisdom that is provided to you on a daily basis, you will be able to break those barriers that you can't see. You will be able to get through those challenges even when you don't have the know-how of how to get through those challenges. And you will be able to succeed because there is nothing other than what your spiritual team wants you to do is to be successful. All you have to do is get out of your head and get into your heart and let the spiritual resonance of your team push you, guide you, walk with you along your path to whatever it is that you want to achieve, whether it's in your business or in your life. It's never giving up on your spiritual team, because they never, ever give up on us. It's just that sometimes as humans, if we can't see it happening right away, we tend to get dismayed. And my wisdom, or my suggestion, or my experience is that even though you can't see it and it may not seem like it's happening in great strides because you're spiritually aware and your spiritual team is connected to you.
I just feel such goosebumps and warmth and expansion as you're talking about this. So I want everyone to really let that sink in, just really feel that activation, that declaration you so powerfully provided. And really, can you share one challenge, Rochelle Marie, that stands out that you face that's helped you to activate that more in you?
Oh, yeah. So years and years ago, I've been connected to my divine team probably since I was four. But that's a whole nother topic for another show. Mm-hmm. But years ago, I think because of my connection to my divine team, years ago when I first started my telecom business, I had no idea about running a business. I was 21 and a half years old, and I really just started that business out of a need to have a job. My college career choice, which was electrical engineering. I couldn't get hired as an electrical engineer in Silicon Valley. And time and time and time and time again, no matter how many interviews I went on with these huge corporations that still exist today, I would hear, "We would love to have you, but you're going to be working around men that are your father's age. And until we can figure out how to make them comfortable, we can't hire you just yet. But we want you, so just hang tight and wait for that call." Right. Well, I'm still waiting for the call. But after hearing that 10 times in a row from these very large corporations that are still in existence today, I got a little dismayed because I believed that I was doing everything that I was supposed to do. Go to school, get good grades, go to college, you know, get, you know, good grades in college from my first degree. And then I enrolled in the second degree program, got good grades. I was at the top of my class. I was doing everything that I was supposed to be doing, but yet I couldn't get hired in a job that I knew and others knew that I had the talent to do. And so after the 10th time, I got walked back to my car and I sat in the car and I was about ready to cry. And I'm not that type of girl, but I could feel like little tears welling up in my eyes. And I asked, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to be able to earn money to just pay for my bills, gas in my car, my rent, my electricity, my landline telephone, and, you know, my cable back in the day? I mean, really, that was really it. And how could I go home and tell my husband that for the 10th time in a row, I was not able to secure a job, not because I wasn't qualified, not because I didn't have the education, but it was because of my gender. And there was nothing I can do about my gender. And so as I sat there, I had this warmth of energy just surround me. And it was like this big loving hug and everything in my little bucket Toyota Corolla that, you know, I paid $500 for back in the day. Everything in that car just seemed to brighten up. And I just felt a sense of relief. And I heard the words, "It's going to be okay, because you're going to start something that no one else has done before." And I was like, okay, what is this? So, you know, got started the car, backed out, drove home. And literally, it was the message from my divine team that I would start something that no one else has done before, which evolved into me starting the first woman-owned, minority-owned telecommunications installation company in the United States. And really, when I did that, it was a big leap. It was like, we could do this. You know, I can do my nursing at night and kind of, you know, support us if I could get a job as a nurse doing that. And then, you know, do the telecom business in the day. But it was at that moment sitting in the car that I knew that there was something greater for me than beyond what I could see that had just physically happened to me. And all I needed to do was trust and continue the path. And the other words that I heard was, if they won't let you play, then you create the game yourself. And I remember doing that when I was a kid, where I was told I couldn't try out for Major League Baseball and all boys baseball league, because in the 70s, that didn't happen and they didn't let girls play. And so I refused to go home. And one of the moms said, just let her try out. What harm is it going to do? And I ended up making not only the Major League Baseball team in the league, I'm the only girl in Northern California, but I not only made it, I was able to start. And I played second base, and I was able to not only make the All-Stars the first year, but make the All-Stars the second year as well, the 2 years that I played. And so it just took me back to, if they won't let you play, then you make your own game and you play it yourself and you play it to the best of your ability. And then you'll have people watching you and wanting to be a part of your world versus you fighting to get into a world that wasn't ready for where you are and what you had to offer at that moment in time. Mm. And that's, you know, it was just literally. So every time I've had a moment in my life, I go back to that moment when I was that little girl with my friends, two boys, trying to try out for baseball. And the moment that, you know, I was sat in a car and I couldn't get hired. And so I'm like, okay, fine. If they won't let me play in the world, I'll create a world of my own. And here I am 34 years later, still in business, one of the top women-owned businesses in Silicon Valley. And it really evolved because they wouldn't let me play. So my team said, create your own game and play to the best of your ability.
Well, that is quite a story. And I just, again, have goosebumps all over. And I just know it's just so inspiring and just so, just really so affirming for people everywhere, you know, to really understand that, you know, when you see those things as obstacles, to really be able to connect in with your inner guidance. That's what we're going to talk more about here today. And I know that, you know, we're going to have you come back because we're just going to scratch the surface of all of this. And I can just feel, you know, that we're just scratching the surface, but there's no accident. Everyone here is listening because this is what you came to hear. You came to hear this message of just this sense of faith and this really that it's going to be okay. So for everybody out there who's been worrying about anything, you heard it here. This message came through to you that it's going to be okay. And you just need to create a new game, whatever that is, right? Whether that's about your business or your relationships or your health or whatever, like create a new game. And I love that because that's the idea, right? Then we have the power. So let's dig in. And I love your whole concept of the three C's of business brilliance: community, connection, and collaboration. Just so powerful. So why don't you talk a little bit about each one of those and how you can see that our listeners can really apply those concepts in their businesses, in their lives. So maybe, you know, community to start.
Yeah. So again, I'm going to go back to that business, my telecom installation company. And, you know, like I said, I didn't know how to run a business, but apparently I was doing something well because we got very large customers right within the first 30 days. Mm. And so we had some of the seven of the big eight accounting firms in San Francisco, as well as a worldwide financial institution in, and I'm blessed to say that those companies are still our customers today. Mm-hmm. As I'm running this business, this young 20 something, thinking I know everything, but didn't really know anything, it got to a point where I realized that I really didn't know anything. And the pivotal moment was when I went to the bank and all the money out of the bank account was gone because I neglected to hire an accountant to take care of the tax issues, right? Oh. So I was sitting there with my banker and my private personal banker, and she handed me a magazine and it had this, she opened it up to a page and I'm like, she's like, you need to go check out this organization. And it was an organization for women-owned businesses. And so I was like, oh, you know, all right, you know. Long story short, I wasn't that type of gal, but I'm like, I'm going to break the mold. I was kind of shy. And, you know, if I didn't know you, I didn't really talk to you. But if I knew you, I talked your head off. So long story short, I go to this meeting. And what I realized was that I was in a environment, a community where there were other like-minded women-owned business owners that had businesses way beyond what I could ever imagine at that time. And it became such a powerful community because in that community, I was able to, one, see the things that I couldn't see that I needed to implement into my business because the ladies took me under their wings. Two, I was able to meet people that I had no idea existed. I was able to get introduced to the aspects of the professional development people that I needed in my business, such as that corporate accountant, that corporate attorney, you know, a professional bookkeeper, a really good insurance firm that could provide me the insurance I needed for various projects that we're doing. And so it was within this community that I felt and found like-minded women and like-minded individuals that helped me to succeed. And so I became a board member of that community, and I served on that board for 9 years and ended up finishing my term on the board as the past president, one of the most successful presidents they had ever had, because I took the membership from 65 members to 285 members in Silicon Valley. And this was all for somebody who was really adverse to going to a meeting with other women business owners, and two, didn't think I knew everything, but was really pretty shy when it came to interacting. And so that community allowed me to grow and expand my first business and also open my eyes to, well, you know what? You could have another business as well that nurtures both sides of you. So that is the power of being in a community. You find mentors and people see things in you that you can't always see in yourself, because sometimes we look in the mirror and we see a one-dimensional version of ourselves. But sometimes when we're out in a community that's meant to serve and we're meant to serve them, they see the multi-dimensional visions that we can't see of ourselves, and they help those essences to come to the forefront. So not only that we can shine, but we can shine in our greatness and be really comfortable, successful, feel empowered, loved, and supported while we're stepping out and doing our divine purpose and what we're here to do. So that is how I say community is instrumental when it comes to business brilliance.
Yeah, I love that your team basically, you know, just guided you to that, you know, first impulsing your banker to say, okay, obviously we need to make sure this doesn't happen again. And so here's a connection. And it looks really logical, but I can feel the energy connection of your divine team involved, you know, behind the scenes, yes. Right? Guiding you to the right people, guiding you to the right accountant, guiding you to the right bookkeeper, all of those things. And also that it was women supporting other women, which is really something that women really need to embrace. We need to be able to embrace and support other women and move beyond any of this kind of competitive sense that oftentimes accompanies women, where they're not really mentoring each other, not really supporting each other. You know, that has been in the, you know, kind of the good old boy network has been along for forever. And I know when I was in corporate, yes, America, very much there weren't other women that were willing to mentor me. But when I, right, got into a position of power, that's one of the first things that I did was institute mentorship specifically for women coming in to our company, and why that was so important, because men naturally kind of end up seeking out and finding mentors in business experiences. And I've seen that happen with even in entrepreneurship, that men, you know, they have no problem seeking out mentorships. They have no problem doing that. But for women, for some reason, we tend to think like we need to do it all ourselves. We don't need anybody's help. If we do, we're showing weakness, or why would anyone really help us? All those kind of mindset things that are just, you know, going to keep us stuck. And really, your divine team really guided you into those experiences. So it's another example of really utilizing that team as well. So talk about the importance of connection, because you said there's three C's, right? Community, connection, yes, and collaboration. So tell us more about the connection importance that you found.
So the connection, so powerful with regards to, you know, what I've shared, because I was in the right community, right, the connections became a game changer. I was able to, as I mentioned, connect with like-minded women entrepreneurs that had businesses at levels that I had aspired my business to get to. From these connections, there's several wonderful, wonderful, wonderful things that happened. For one, again, I got connected to all the professional services and help that I needed to make sure my business didn't have any of those troubles again. And because these ladies had utilized these people and they came with credibility and high recommendations, their connections that connected me to people that helped me to, again, stay in business for these last 34 years. So it was powerful. I wasn't like interviewing people and trying to figure out which one resonated. It was, Rochelle, you need to connect with this. Here, let me make that introduction. Mm-hmm. Or you need to connect with this. So it was not only professional services, but I became this media celebrity for the business journals throughout California with regards to the introductions that were made because of the connections I had made in the organization. I had had no wherewithal or anything about trying to be in the media or anything, but I had, I guess, that je ne sais quoi that they were looking for. And it was because of these connections, these introductions that allowed things to elevate way beyond I could have ever imagined. And then the other thing was the power of the connections. Had I not been in this community, I would have never, ever known about the opportunity to apply to be one of the top 50 women-owned businesses in Silicon Valley. It was this very, I want to say, close, not really put out there information that existed. And you only found out that information because of someone you knew that you were connected with that shared the information mm-hmm. with you. And I think it's still like that today. And so because of that, I was able to apply. But not only that, it was these connections that allowed me to be strategically placed within my business realm and how I did business to actually be in a position where I qualified and was able to make that list for many years. And so I say, you know, when I was growing up, my grandmother was from this, one of my grandmothers was from the South and my other grandmother was Sicilian and she was from Massachusetts. And I used to always hear them say to me, it's not what you know, it's who you know. You can be the most brilliant person in the world, but if you don't know the right people and you're not connected with the right people, no one's ever going to know about your brilliance, nor will they care about your brilliance. And I used to, you know, I heard this as a little girl, but as I grew up and began, you know, school and then junior high school and then high school and college, I realized that it's always who you know that will get you in the door, even when you don't know what you need to know to get in that door. Mm-hmm. So the power of connections is beyond. They always say, you know, there's that movie, I think Will Smith played in that movie, 6 Degrees of Separation. You're really only six people away from whoever it is you want to meet. And sometimes it's even less than that. Like when, you know, one of our presidents was president, I didn't know that I had a cousin that actually went to law school with him and his wife. And the wife actually ended up being his law school mentor. And so here I was sitting like, I'm connected to somebody that's, I'm really 1 degree away from the president, never got to meet the president or his wife, you know. But it was still nice to think that I'm literally connected to someone that's the president's like good best friend, you know? So it's really cool. So never, ever, ever underestimate the power of connections, because again, those connections can get you to places where you've had the door closed on you and you were told no. And they were like, oh, but you're connected to so-and-so. They open the door wide open for you. So connections are extremely powerful, especially when it comes to running your business.
Yeah. I always tell people, you know, when I was first starting out, I had this divine team, you know, similar to what Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich, suggested that, you know, he talked about your counselors, your invisible counselors, and still do to this day. And I would have these meetings, kind of board meetings or whatever, every day with my divine team, still do to this day. And one of the people on my divine team is Jack Canfield, you know, Chicken Soup of the Soul empire. Uh-huh. And I didn't know Jack Canfield at all. Didn't know him, didn't know anybody that would know him. But he was on my team. And so I'd ask his input. You know, I had, you know, people like Oprah and you know, and since during that time have actually met a number of most of these people that are on my divine team. And through one way or another, but I believe it's an energetic connection. And so I was doing what was at the time called a telesummit, where I was getting a bunch of people together and it was going to be to build my list, but also provide, you know, free kind of workshops and things like that. And it was the first time I ever did it. And so there was a lot involved in just the learning of all of that. But one of the people that I had on my list was Jack Canfield. And I said, oh, you'll never get him. He'll never do it. He doesn't do things like this. You'll never, ever get him. He won't even do it for people that he really knows well, because he's just so incredibly busy. But I went into a divine team meeting and my divine team said, you know, just reach out to him. Go to his website, find the contact information, and just reach out, just imbue that email with energy about why you're doing it and just send it out there. So, you know, everyone I talk to, they won't even get to him. He's never going to get that. So I just, you know, went past all the naysayers because I felt like, well, what do I have to lose? I mean, you know, my own inner team is telling me do it. So I'm just going to trust they're going to help with this. Well, right. I sent it out to him, to the contact, you know, like the info at, right? The very next day, I get an email from Jack Canfield, not from his info, not from anybody, saying, this sounds amazing. And in that email, I told him he was on my divine team. I told him about how I have these meetings every day, so I really feel like I know him. And since he's on my divine team were picking the people that I should reach out to, and he was one of the ones. And he said yes in the meeting. So,
love it.
And so Jack Canfield, long story short, you know, he called me. We had a conversation for about an hour. He was, in fact, on that first TELUS Summit. We ended up building, I think we had like 10,000 people. It was free that all joined. And in on that, and then he became such an amazing mentor and person that introduced me to so many people. And so, you know, I agree with you. You have to just have the expectancy that this is more than just a 3D experience when you're connecting with people, that your team, you know, those energies that support you in the work that you're doing when you really partner with inner guidance and commit your business to that is going to support you. So, you know, after that first experience, never again did I ever have any kind of hesitation in reaching out to anybody. Oh, well, what would they want to know me for? Oh, I don't really have whatever. Oh, how would they, you know, I'm not a bestseller, blah, blah, blah. Whatever it is, didn't matter, because there's that energetic separation, right? Which really just makes the connection instantaneous. And when I even asked Jack, well, why did you respond to this? He said, there was something about your email. I just felt something. I just felt it. I felt your passion. I felt your desire. And, you know, he said, I love the idea that I'm on your team. So how could I say no when we had this meeting, you know?
Oh, that's so cool.
Right. So I just really want to encourage people. You might be listening and saying, oh, well, that sounds great because, you know, look at her. She's all this, she's all that and everything. And Rochelle Marie is amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Also, Rochelle Marie has a divine team that has been opening doors for her with her hard work and with her dedication and with her passion and with her charisma and all of her talents. And so I just really wanted to share that with everybody and share that with you, because I know so much of what has happened for you and continues to happen for you is because of your intention and your commitment to the light, to the service, to supporting others, which is what collaboration is all about, right? Collaboration is about, how can I support you to be more prosperous? How can I support you to connect with people that can support you? It's all about coming from a place of serving, right? So collaboration is so key. What I know, that's one of your C's. So I just wanted to throw those in there. But what do you want to share about collaboration for folks?
So, this is such a beautiful conversation because, you know, it's so funny how, you know, you start thinking about these things and you start having all these instances come up. Like, you know, I'm a Napoleon Hill girl too. And, the mastermind, you know, like if you talk to certain people and you say, oh yeah, I have this mastermind and my divine team that I, you know, we have these conversations. Well, who are they? Well, you know, you start like, well, you know, trying to name them. They're like, okay, she's a little out there. She's a little crazy. But it's just beautiful because those of us that are connected divinely know that it's not an accident. It's not haphazard. It's definitely meant to be, and it's our destiny. But so with collaboration, so again, I'm going to go back to the telecom company. So, you know, I'm at this business, you know, fairly new in business, and we installed voice data fiber optic cabling. At that time, it was just really voice cabling because there was no internet back then. There was no, you know, computers were just becoming the size of maybe a desk, not the whole world, right? Okay, I'm really big with no cell phones, you know? Right. So really, really running voice cable for the phone that was connected to the wall. And so there was a gal that had a cubicle company in this organization, and we kind of just, you know, connected, and she had clients and I had clients, and both of we served the exact same type of clientele, but we did different things. And so she said, hey, you know, I've got this client that has this project going on, and we're going to be installing the cubicles. They need somebody to do the voice wiring. And I told them about you, and they were really jazzed because, you know, you're a woman in a male dominated industry, and you're the only woman owned company, and they really want to like support women businesses. I'm like, okay. And long story short, we had this collaborative effort where she introduced me to her customers, and I introduced her to my customers, and we ended up just connecting and basically piggybacking off of each other's work. What she did, you know, was not in competition with me, and what I did was not in competition with her, but it enhanced what we had to offer the customer. So it was like they got two bangs for their buck, and they didn't need to keep continuing to shop around for various aspects to get their projects completed, whether it was a new build, remodel, ads, moves and changes, that kind of stuff. So that was phenomenal. But and then it just happened like many times over the course of having that business. But my Blissful Living for You business. So you talked about, you know, Jack Canfield and your Divine Teen. I was at an event. And I'm going to keep it super short, but it's a real long story. But I was at an event. I saw a gal, African-American gal, speak. I was getting ready to leave the event because it was almost over. I'm like, oh, let me look at one more speaker. Saw this girl come on today. She spoke and I was mesmerized. I was like sitting in the back of the room, but, you know, and way back, leaned up against the wall. By the time she was finished, I was up and, you know, standing and like had walked up to the front, left my suitcase in the back of the room. But as she was leaving the event, the conference, the exhibit hall, whatever, the grand hall where she did her presentation or speak, I walked up to her. She was like a celebrity. She had all those people around her. And I walked up to her and I said, oh, I loved your talk. You made me feel so proud to be an African-American woman. I didn't know that, you know, people could do the things that you did in the military, so on and so forth. And I said, one day we're going to become really good friends. And I know you think I'm crazy, but one day we're going to become really good friends. Fast forward a year later, we're at an event of another gal. I see her. She sees me. We join a mastermind. And in this mastermind, we became really good friends. And she said, I remember you walking up to me saying that we were going to be, you know, we were good friends. And I looked at you like, who is this crazy woman? But we're really good friends. And this was like back in 2011. We are still really good friends today. And so I needed a speaker. I wanted a powerful, dynamic speaker for one of my events last year that I was having in Atlanta. And I hadn't talked to her since 2014. And this is God's given truth. We stay connected. We say hi and stuff on social media. But I hadn't really physically talked to my girl since 2014. Here it is, 2023. And I'm reaching out to her. And it's like, hey, can you be a speaker at my event? She's like, whatever you need, I got you, girl. She came. She spoke at my event. And then had to leave to go to another big event where she's getting paid like $50,000, $60,000 to speak for an hour. But she came and spoke at my event for free. She said, whatever you need, I got you. And it was just a magical moment that she created in the room, because she's that type of speaker that had everybody was like, oh my God, I know this is going to be a fabulous event, because she was one of the first speakers. And it was very transformational. And I still get emails today from those women that attended that event that said, oh my gosh, you know, it was a game changer. It was phenomenal. I took the information that you and her shared, and I've uplifted my business. I've uplifted my life. You support women veterans. And I went out and, you know, I fed some homeless women veterans, and you just really changed my life. And it was just, again, community, connection, collaboration. And I am the type of person that whenever I have somebody that I'm truly connected with, I will give it my all to help them be as successful or more successful than myself if I can do that. And that is the power of community collaboration, a connection and collaboration. You never, ever know who you're going to meet that you heartwholly connect with and leads you to greatness beyond even your own wildest expectations. So never, ever, if you're listening to me and you're like, yeah, here's something, never, ever discount those moments when you meet somebody, particularly if you hit that sparkle of light or you feel a tingle in your heart or you just feel something that resonates within you. Never, ever, ever discount those connections, because many times there are really powerful, powerful collaborations that can come out of those connections, particularly when you're walking in the right communities of like-minded souls and individuals that only want to see you do and be the best that you can be.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have to have you come back because we got stories. Tell people.
So sorry.
But no, it's fantastic because it's so inspirational, because I want people to really know that, you know, the world is out to do you good. And when you have a divine team and everyone does, and when you really just start connecting with that divine team, they are going to lead you in and open doors that you could never open yourself. Now, there are things that happen, you know, in my life where I say, well, now I thought that was a divine team connection, and then that turned out to be not so great. But what I realized is that it was a soul assignment, and it was a journey for me to activate something even more power, maybe discernment about people. There was good that was going to come out of that. And, you know, my mantra is really, and my divine team gave it to me many years ago, that, you know, good always comes out of everything. Even if you don't see it, even if you never even know it in this lifetime, good can come out of everything. And so you have to focus on what is the possible good, and you may never even know it, but you have to just hold that space that somehow, some way, good will come out of this. And kind of goes back to our girl, Louise Hay, right? You know, out of this situation, only good will come. It's easily resolved for the highest good of all concern. All is well, and I am safe. Like, that was a mantra that, you know, Louise Hay, talk about one of the premier women in the new age, you know, industry, you know, create her own publishing firm, because no one would publish her book. No one would publish Healing Your Life. And she had cured herself of breast cancer. And, you know, but Louise is such a testament to these three C's and their energetic connectivities, right?
Communities, yes.
Coming together and lifting each other up, connection, supporting people because we are all one, collaboration, you know, helping others get what it is that you want then comes back to you, because whatever we get out comes back to us. So this is really an energetic, you know, your three C's are not only practical, but they are so powerful because of the energetic principles imbued in them. And, you know, as I'm speaking about them, I just feel goosebumps, because this is what our mission is in life, is to, you know, be these uplifters, to make this world a better place, you know, to support others. And I just love everything you've talked about. So we absolutely have to have you back on, because we can go on and on. I could talk to you all day. So I love it.
I love it. You know, you said a couple of things here, you know, the whole connection thing. I want to also put this out there, caveat. Don't go out to connect to get something from somebody, mm-hmm. because people can read you like that right away, and you'll put off the wrong kind of energy. When you go out to connect, really make heartfelt connections and really truly be interested in what the other person has, is doing, or what they're all about, not what you can get. Because again, you'll have such a nasty, nasty energy that you'll become like the plague and nobody's going to want to connect with you.
Well,
and then the other thing you shared is Louise Hay. So I was that woo-woo girl and, you know, always using affirmations and things of that nature. Well, here's a funny story. I've been following Louise Hay probably since I was a teen. Mm-hmm. I was one of those kind of weird kids. But fast forward, last year in November, I had a book called 365 Days of Affirmations for a Year of Bliss that was published by Hay House and Balboa Press. So Louise Hay is in with us today, because she's got this big smile on her face. Like, look at my girls. I don't even know them really. And I'm in the divine realm now, but my girls are talking about me and they're doing some brilliant things, and they've got their divine team. And so it's just like, I've got this, if you could see me, I have this great big old smile on my face, because Again, the beauty of having true connections and in heartfelt connections is, I think, what we have today between you and I. And it just feels absolutely, I don't know if I could say this, but it just feels absolutely orgasmic because it's really heartfelt and it's such a beautiful, beautiful light.
Energetic, you know, orgasms. The thing is, Louise Hay was on, has been and still is, even though she's moved over to the other side, been on my divine team. And, you know, it's just so interesting that, you know, I want to recommend to people, when you create a divine team, pick those people. They can be alive today. They can have crossed over, but people that have really impacted you, maybe books that have really impacted you, you know, Jack Canfield that really impacted me. I read, you know, so many of the things that he wrote, even things people didn't even know he wrote, that he partnered with other people. And I was just so impressed with him, just connected to him. I really feel he's part of my soul family. So I put him on my team, you know, so, and it can be people in other aspects of business, Warren Buffett, whatever, and, you know, whoever you just feel some affinity towards, you know, put them on your team because you can connect with the essence of their skill set, their brilliance, their connections. You know, we're going to find out in years to come that, you know, because we're all connected, because we're all one, you know, that it was just so much easier to really, really support each other by through that energetic connection. So I know that, Rochelle Marie, you have an amazing gift to offer people. So I want you to tell them about it, Destiny by Design, which is incorporating everything we talked about here. And then I want everyone to know you can go to the episode page to get this. And this is amazing. You need to get this because everything we're talking about, you know, when you come and listen to a podcast, my podcast specifically, The Spiritually Persistent Entrepreneur, you know, this was given to me in a download through my team to start this podcast. So everyone that comes on is vetted energetically, and there's no accent. You're listening to this. So you need to take action. Go and get this. Go to the episode page and get this. So, Rochelle Marie, tell us a little bit about this Destiny by Design and how this will support people.
So the Destiny by Design workbook came about from my divine team. Mm-hmm. And basically, you know, if you follow, you know, me and Sharon, you know, we're kind of woo-woo, but we also have a sense of that groundedness to Mother Earth as well. And so I was looking for something to create that I could share to let women, and I'm particularly, you know, men too, but particularly focused on women entrepreneurs and career professionals, that you can create your destiny by designing it, but you have to know what you desire, what you visualize, what you imagine in your design for your destiny to begin to make it come to fruition and be a reality. And so the workbook is all about helping you to create that beautiful journey that's not by default, but by design as you travel down your path to bliss. Not everybody listening to us is going to want to be a successful 6, 7, 8 figure, you know, multi-entrepreneur. Some people just want to make sure they have their paycheck coming in and they get that next promotion at their job, or that, you know, they're doing the right education for their children and putting the right, planting the right seeds in their children. So when they grow off and go off to college, that they have that offspring that's beautiful and strong and solid like an oak tree and not wilted like, you know, like a old flower, so to speak. And so the workbook is designed for people to put everything they want, everything you can imagine, everything you visualize, everything you desire in your life, and create a strategic plan to get to exactly where it is you want to be. And it's not haphazardly, it's designable. And as you work in the workbook, you can tweak it, you can change it. Nothing is written in stone or blood, so to speak. So you can, if something is like, you know, you got to a certain point, you're like, well, you know what, now that I'm here, I actually visualize this instead of that. Well, the Destiny by Design workbook helps you to create the design for what you now envision versus what you thought you wanted and had envisioned in the past. So it grows with you, it ebb and flows with you, it's yours. You can use it multiple times. You can use it for different areas, relationship, your health and well-being, your mindset, your wisdom, your business, your career, whatever it is that you want to design by your own destiny, by your own desires, by your own wishes, ambitions, you can use this workbook to do. And if you follow the guidance in there, by the time you get to where you've actually got to the point where you've designed it, it will begin to manifest in your life and you'll be blown away. Like, oh my God, I thought this was just all in my head. I wrote it down and now I'm seeing it and I'm tweaking it and I'm changing it. And wow, you know, it's a reality. So, it's a beautiful gift and it's something that I've utilized again since I was a kid, but it just takes sometimes a while for the divine team to, you know, let us know that we're actually ready to solidify the blueprint for the latest and greatest thing. And now it's ready to be shared with the world with others because we have worked at it. We've tweaked it. We've got it. So I don't want to say nothing's perfect, but so perfect for us at that moment in time. And even if it changes, we can change with it. So it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Well, I just really appreciate you. Like I said, we have to have you back on and just so grateful for your light, for your service. You can go, everybody, on the episode page. I highly encourage you right now as you listen to this. I know you're feeling excited and inspired. So go get it. Go take action. Universe source respects and responds to action. Got to take an action. So yes, we are definitely talking about divine teams, inner teams, but we also are talking about taking action, inner and outer, yin yang. You got to have them both. So this is exactly what we're talking about doing. And this is going to help you implement everything that Rochelle Marie has been talking about here today. So Rochelle Marie, anything you want to say in closing to folks?
Yes, I want to say when it comes to the three C's, community, connection, and collaboration, don't underestimate the power of that and know that everything you need, want, and desire is in that right community for you or can be in multiple communities. You don't have to be in one community. You can be in multiple communities that serve you in different areas and feed and nourish your soul. But you also need to feed and nourish the souls of others that you're in the community with. And that's how you make those heartfelt connections. And then from those heartfelt connections, you can go anywhere you want to go when you have those heartfelt connections and you begin to collaborate. The sky becomes unlimited. And everything that you could ever want or need is just one degree of separation away from you. Mm. And so just stay powerful, just stay positive, and just stay present in the moment in time. And to those of you that may be struggling or having some difficult time, let this message of what we're sharing with you today resonate in your heart and soul. And here's one thing I'm going to definitely say. The energy that me and Sharon are sharing with you today, if you listen to this over and over again, or listen to it another time, even just one other time, the energy that we're bringing forth is going to be something that's going to change your life. And I absolutely wholeheartedly believe that. That is why we are here today having this conversation to reach those of you that need something that is just that missing ingredient that you don't know, but you're getting it right here today from me and Sharon. So thank you, Sharon. I really, really appreciate you having me on the show. It's been beautiful. And I love, love, love how we both have our divine teams and know we're not crazy.
Oh, it's the most practical thing you can do. So I had someone else on the show that was she was a quantum physicist, and she talked about having a divine team. She called it something a little bit different. Hers was like her quantum, energies or whatever. But I mean, This is all very, very much practical. I know a lot of times, you know, just because perhaps we're pioneers, those of us that are on the leading edge, because we already know that there's more than just the 3D. We know that. And we're here to be activators to support people in that. So I really appreciate you and so much. And as I said, we will have you back on because it's just been so much fun and so exciting. And I'm just excited to have another conversation with you. So I just want to share with everyone, thank you for being here. And we see you living lives of love, joy, peace, health, prosperity, bliss in all ways, always. And we'll see you back here next time, everybody.
Do you hate selling yet love to be of service? In my free masterclass, you will discover 3 soulful secrets to client conversations that feel joyful, easy, and fun. Using these secrets, one of my clients made $8,000 in 1 week, and another client made $100,000 in less than 6 months. Register now at www.coachingfromspirit.com/masterclass.